KB4 CBA Mobile.
KB4 CBA, this is KR4 AAE. Hey Dave, how's it going?
Just fine and dandy. What are you into today?
Just eyeballs deep into a Excel spreadsheet that I'm taking a break from, and I heard you throw your call out there, and it said that was perfect timing. I need a break from that spreadsheet.
Now it's time to go get a snack.
Affirmative. I have a snack on my desk, and I was just taking a little break, and heard you throw your call out there. Dave, I heard you mention you play tennis a few times, or you're pretty good because you play tennis a lot. Just out of curiosity, what's your tennis ranking skill-wise?
I'm just an average tennis player. I'm a 3.0. Used to play at a 3.5 level. In fact, I was, I could beat a 3.5 most of the time, but I stayed out of it for about 18 months. And then when I went back, I joined the sports club on Congaree, and they have clay courts. I've always played on a hard court. It took a little getting used to. I just never have been able to get back to where I was. It's kind of frustrating, but I guess I just have to accept the inevitable there. But still a lot of fun. And, yeah, I'm getting exercise and having a good time doing it. And I play, four to six times a week. I had to cut back on my playing. I was playing nine times a week, so got to be just a little bit too much.
Is that sort of like an intermediate level that you're sitting at right now?
Like that is an intermediate level.
That's good to know. I'm trying to diversify my physical activity and do some other things as well. So if you can tolerate somewhat of a beginner intermediate guy getting back into the sport after being out of it for decades, love to meet up and play tennis with you sometime.
I'd love to beat up on you some. If I bring you in as a guest, I think there's like a $15 charge. Maybe 20 now, I don't know. But it was 15, I'll check.
Yeah, check on that, because I'm looking to, like I said, looking to diversify my physical activity, scramble it up a little bit every now and then. We don't need to go to a club, we can just go find a free tennis court somewhere and have at it. Don't leave me with too many welts from pelting me with tennis balls on my body somehow, if you're going to beat up on me.
I'll be sure to hit you in places that won't be real obvious, so, your wife won't be asking you, hey, how'd you get that, I'm kidding. I have hit a couple of people. It's always been accidental. I don't intentionally try to hit anybody, because, it's just not the way to play. And if I was trying to hit somebody, I'd probably miss. But anyway, it is a lot of fun. And let's see. If you want to look me up on QRZ, and you can get my my email address, and I can send you my phone number. So you can give me a call sometime when you when you feel like playing, have some time. We can reserve a court for an hour and a half. I have to reserve it 2 days in advance.
That is good to know. I'll definitely look you up on QRZ, and let's do this, because weather's kind of perfect right now, minus all the smoke out there. So maybe after the smoke clears, we can get out on the courts a little bit, and you can beat up on me or use me as target practice. I think I make a pretty good moving target for a tennis ball.
You know, that's exciting. Oh, man. I watched a guy, when we were playing hardcore, we were playing doubles, and the guy was serving, and he served the ball, and it hit his partner, who's at the net, right in the back of the head, and he hit the ground, and I mean, it kind of scared us all, he didn't get up immediately, so that's not a good sign. And so, anyway, but he was all right, long story short. But, you know, stuff like that, if you're playing doubles, stuff like that can happen. You got your partner in the net. In fact, last night, I was playing, and the guy, I hit one, and it went right by his left ear. I said, "Did I leave you sideburns there?"
Yeah, I think I was playing intramural doubles back in college, and I was up at the net, and I got nailed right in the kidney. That was not exactly the best feeling ever, but yeah, it happens. It's okay. I'll bounce back.
I'm right here at the Guitar Center, and gonna go buy some strings, and then I'm gonna run this guitar by this guy. He's gonna glue the I don't know what you call it, the bass at below the sound hole that holds the strings down there is just glued on. But this is a very nice guitar. It's a 12 string, and it's got quarter inch and XLR inputs, and nice built-in tuner, and all kinds of stuff on the side there that you can mess with the sound. And I'm going to jump out of here, and just look my call up on QRZ. Would that be a problem for you?
Negative, no problem at all.
It's Kilo Bravo 4 Charlie Bravo Alpha, and it shows my email address, and just email me your phone number, and I'll send you mine, and we'll hook up anytime you get ready. But enjoy the key, so I'm going to jump out of here for a minute, and then I'll be back, because I got to take this guitar over to the fella that's going to fix it for me. Anyway, 73s, and don't work too hard. Enjoy that snack. We'll talk to you later. I'll be clear after your final. KB4 CPA.
After that, I'm definitely going to enjoy the snack. And Dave, be safe on your journeys out there. This is KR4 AAE. Clear.
N4ZLK. K4WCL. KC4YMT, K4WCL. KC4YMT, K4WCL.
There we go. Yeah, it won't come up a while ago. It's working now. Hey, you sound good on it, John. You sound real good.
All right, you sound good too. I would listen out here, or maybe call him in a few minutes. I'll leave it connected too, and I'm sure he'd like to hear you on the radio there, Richard. So I'm going to stay connected here for a little bit and listen. Plus, you know, sometimes ham radio is the best way to get information that you can't find on the internet. You know, local eyeballs on the situation up there. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you letting me know there about Ken, and I'll catch up with you here shortly. KC4YMT, K4WCL. 7-3, Richard.
All right, John. We'll catch you later. I'll leave it here for a while. Mine will shut off, you know, after 4 or 5 minutes, I guess. Being idle that long. But I'll be back and forth. Maybe I'll catch him in here. We'll see you.